think of you every step of the way. And
on this date in 1963, American singer Whitney Houston was born in Newark, New Jersey. Her mother, Sissy Houston, cousins Dionne and Dee Dee Warwick, as well as her godmother, Aretha Franklin, were all notable figures in the gospel, rhythm and blues, pop, and soul genres. At 11, Houston began performing as a soloist in a junior gospel choir. By 14, she was working as a backup singer. In the early 80s, Houston began working as a fashion model. In 1983, she signed with Arista Records and began her music career. In addition to singing, Houston has worked as an actress. Her first movie role was in The Bodyguard, which was released in 1992 and co-starred Kevin Costner. The film was successful at the box office, grossing more than $410 million worldwide. The film's soundtrack was also an international success. The soundtrack's lead single was I Will Always Love You, which was written and originally recorded by Dolly Parton in 1974. The single peaked at number one on the Billboard Hot 100 chart for a then record-breaking 14 weeks. The song also hit number one in several other countries. In 2009, Houston embarked on a world tour called Nothing But Love. It was her first world tour in more than 10 years. During her career, Houston has sold more than 170 million albums and singles worldwide. She has also won 30 Billboard Music Awards, 6 Grammys, and 2 Emmys. Here in Arkansas, the Crossett Experimental Forest Project was closed on this day in 1974. An agreement meant to last 50 years between Crossett Lumber Company and the United States Forest Service was concluded 10 years earlier than planned for financial reasons. Because of the imminent loss of assets, which included historic buildings and irreplaceable long-term demonstrations and studies, Forest Service leaders later decided to reestablish the research unit in 1974.
I shall resign the presidency effective at noon tomorrow. Vice President Ford will be sworn in as president at that hour in this office.
Also in 1974, Richard Nixon became the first president of the United States to resign from office. His resignation was a result of the Watergate scandal. Vice President Gerald Ford became the 38th president of the United States under the terms of the 25th Amendment. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
But in turning over direction of the government to Vice President Ford, I know, as I told the nation when I nominated him for that office 10 months ago, that the leadership of America will be in good hands.